You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN Energy's daily blog, the oil and gas industry's go-to source for insight. Every day, we cover commodity fundamentals, industry changes, and developing trends across energy markets. And now, we're making it easier than ever to enjoy our blogs. Whether it's on your drive into work, while you're at the office, or at home walking the dog, settle in, turn the volume up, and enjoy.
Thursday, May 13, 2021. Hold on loosely. Waha Nat gas market is going premium, but it may be short-lived. Published by Jason Ferguson. A lot of people know that Permian natural gas prices have spent many days in negative territory over the last few years, only to skyrocket over $100 per million BTU during the deep freeze in February. Those events were mostly viewed as transitory, driven by a chronic lack of pipeline capacity in the former case and a crazy round of Arctic weather in the latter. It may come as a surprise to hear that forward basis prices for natural gas in the Permian are trading at a premium to Henry Hub for at least some months over the next year or so. How could it be that gas from a supply basin way out in West Texas, where gas is considered a byproduct, trades at a premium? The answer lies in the key infrastructure changes expected in the weeks ahead and a premium and forward basis for the Houston Ship Channel gas market. How long the Texas premiums will last depends on Permian gas production, which is starting to take off again. Today, we aim to explain the latest developments in Permian and Texas natural gas markets. If you follow RBN, you'll know that we watch Permian energy markets like a hawk, particularly when it comes to natural gas in West Texas. We frequently write on the subject, such as our latest blog on new natural gas storage being developed at the Waha Hub, the Permian's primary gas market. There's also our weekly report on Permian gas fundamentals, the Nat Gas Permian, which covers even minute details of gas supply in the Midland area. It's fair to say that we are big fans of Permian gas and are always looking to bring our readers the latest interesting developments in the basin. Today's topic is a new one since we've been covering the Permian in detail over the last 4 years, as forward Waha basis is now trading at a premium to Henry Hub, at least for some months along the curve. Yes, you heard that right. The futures market is now showing that natural gas way out in West Texas and southeastern New Mexico may be priced higher than in southern Louisiana. Actually, we discussed some of the factors we thought would be improving Permian basis in our Some Beach Markets study last fall. More on that later. First, let's look at what's happening at Waha. You might want to take a look at Figure 1 in the blog on the website today, which shows the Waha basis forward curve starting with the current prompt month, June 2021, and running through December 2022. There's a lot going on with this curve, but we want to point out some highlights. You can see there are 4 months on the curve that are priced over Henry Hub. August 2021 currently sits a couple of pennies over Henry, while December 2021 through February 2022 are at a premium of about a nickel. So, what's the big deal, you might ask, especially if you follow a market trading at massive premiums to Henry Hub, such as the one supplying Southern California this summer? Well, for the Permian, even a small premium to Henry is notable. Excluding the insanely high February prices, which were driven by the deep freeze, Waha gas hasn't come close to trading at a premium to Henry for a month at any point in the last 5 years, according to data from Natural Gas Intelligence, or NGI. That means Waha has been discounted to Henry Hub all those months, and sometimes those discounts have been in dollars, not mere pennies. As a result, the premium for Waha gas is not something marketers are accustomed to, though we don't think producers are complaining. However, you can see that as the curve progresses into 2022, the premium starts to fade. We'll explain that soon, but in order to understand everything that is going on here, we need to first turn our attention to another primary gas hub in Texas, the Houston Ship Channel. Figure 2 in the blog today looks a lot like Figure 1. It's just the forward basis curve for the Houston Ship Channel, or HSC, gas market, which lies a few hundred miles to the southeast of the Permian and is a major end market for gas leaving the basin on various pipelines. For more on the HSC market, you may want to review our blog from last fall that summarized how it is interconnected with the Permian. The HSC curve is at a premium to Henry Hub from June 2021 through December 2022. This isn't rare for HSC, which tends to flip from a small premium to a small discount to Henry Hub throughout the year. What is interesting about the current HSC curve is the relatively large premium for the winter months of January and February 2022. Excluding February of this year, when HSC averaged an unbelievable basis premium of nearly $50 per million BTU, data from NGI shows that HSC hasn't come close to the current premiums forecast by the forward curve in almost 3 years. What's driving the strong basis HSC? Well, a variety of factors are at play, most notably strong exports of natural gas to Mexico on pipelines and to international markets via shipments of liquefied natural gas, or LNG. Again, refer to our Some Beach report and blog series from last fall. At that time, the HSC forward curve was actually discounted to Henry Hub, though we had forecast that it would shift to a premium this year. Enough for our victory lap on the HSC prediction. We will now return to that Waha curve, as we try to explain the premiums at Waha and the downward trend after next winter. First, the premium pricing. It's never easy to explain a basis curve in just a few sentences, as there are always a multitude of factors at play, and the Permian is no different in that regard. Part of the strength at Waha appears to be directly related to the strength at HSC. The two markets are becoming increasingly interconnected with the recent completion of Kinder Morgan's Permian Highway Pipeline, or PHP, as well as the upcoming start of the Whistler Pipeline. As a result, price improvements at HSC are now increasingly reflected in the Permian. Our view of the HSC strength is that the premiums are driven by increased exports. The Permian gas market is also seeing more balance between supply and demand as rig counts remain well below the levels seen just 2 years ago and supply growth has slowed compared with 2018 and 2019. That said, natural gas production in the Permian is starting to pick up again, which explains why the Waha basis curve starts to slope downward after this winter. Is the production growth enough to crater Waha basis as much as the forward curve indicates? Our models are a bit more conservative, though we do see Permian dry natural gas production hitting 14 BCF per day early next year, from the current 12.8 BCF per day, and Waha basis averaging at a discount throughout 2022. That would suggest those Waha premiums on the forward curve better be enjoyed while they are still there. Hold On Loosely was written by Don Barnes, Jeff Carlisi, and Jim Peterick, and appears as the first song on 38 Special's fourth studio album, Wild-Eyed Southern Boys. Released as the first single from the album in February 1981, it went to number 3 on the Billboard Rock Tracks chart and number 27 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. 38 Special guitarist Jeff Carlisi took inspiration from the Cars' You're Just What I Needed for the famous riff to the song. Hold On Loosely has been featured in the movies Joe Dirt, Without a Paddle, and Bickford Schmeckler's Cool Ideas, in addition to being featured in the PlayStation 2 video game, Guitar Hero Encore, Rocks the 80s. Personnel on the record were Donnie Van Zant, on backing vocals, Don Barnes, on lead, backing vocals, and guitar, Jeff Carlisi, on guitar, Larry Junstrom, on bass, Steve Brookins, on drums, and Jack Grindon, on drums. Wild-Eyed Southern Boys was recorded between September 1979 and July 1980 at Studio One in Doraville, Georgia. Produced by Rodney Mills, the LP was released in January 1981 and went to number 18 on the Billboard Top 200 Albums chart. Three charting singles were released from the album, and it has been certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. 38 Special is an American rock band formed by Donnie Van Zant, brother to Ronnie and Johnny Van Zant, both lead vocalists for different eras of Lynyrd Skynyrd, and Don Barnes in 1974 in Jacksonville, Florida. They have released 12 studio albums, 4 live albums, 4 compilation albums, and 25 singles. 24 members have passed through the band since its formation. 38 Special continues to tour under the direction of original member Don Barnes, accompanied by various touring musicians.
This has been the RBN Energy Blogcast. Thanks for listening.